This is the Daily Refill, a project of Alatea.org. These are the stories you need to start your day.
This is Father Patrick Mary Briscoe, the editor-in-chief of Alatea.org. And today I want to tell you about the great Saint Catherine of Siena. Catherine is an extraordinary woman. She's actually a doctor of the church, which is a really amazing title. And she's the only laywoman honored as a doctor of the church. She lived from 1347 to 1380. She was born in Siena in Italy, and she was the 25th child of a wealthy cloth merchant. Imagine, what an incredible family, just all of these children. So she was the 25th child of this wealthy merchant. As a child, as a young girl, Catherine began to have mystical experiences of Christ. These experiences of the Lord, which included visions and locutions, that is, sights of Jesus, appearances of Jesus, and locutions, that is, she heard Jesus speaking to her, inspired her to dedicate her life to prayer and penance. Her life, the rigor with which Catherine lived her spiritual life, inspired many men and women to follow her. She impacted even the elite members of society and the clergy. In 1365, Catherine became a Dominican tertiary, so she became associated with the Dominican order. She began to receive spiritual guidance from a Dominican priest, Blessed Raymond of Capua, who became her confessor and her biographer. Although Catherine could not write, she maintained extensive correspondence. Her influence extended to the papal court, then to Avignon, France. Through her influence, Pope Gregory XI returned to Rome. Catherine dedicated her life to working for peace and renewal within the church. Catherine of Siena is honored as one of the greatest mystics of the Catholic Church. Her book, The Dialogue, which she dictated to Blessed Raymond and other secretaries, provides wonderful insights into her spirituality. Catherine of Siena died on April 29, 1380, at the age of 33. She was canonized shortly after her death and was declared a doctor of the church in 1970. In a beautiful prayer, Catherine teaches us to pray, saying, "Eternal Trinity, Godhead, mystery deep as the sea, you could give me no greater gift than the gift of yourself. For you are a fire ever burning and never consumed, which itself consumes all the selfish love that fills my being. Yes, you are a fire that takes away the coldness, illuminates the mind with its light, and causes me to know your truth."
Coming up, we have news and an inspirational story. But if you'd like to read more about today's feast, reflect on the daily Mass readings, and learn new ways to pray, visit alatea.org, where you can also sign up for our newsletter. That's alatea.org.
The first African-American Catholic priest could become the first African-American saint. Officials from the Vatican are in the United States to investigate possible miracles attributed to the intercession of Venerable Father Augustus Tolton. Representatives of the church have traveled to Quincy, Illinois, where Father Tolton is buried. If the team can verify at least one miracle attributed to the saint's prayers, he could be beatified. That is the first major step on the road to canonization. Born into slavery in 1854, Father Tolton escaped with his mother and three siblings when he was just a child. The family found passage over the Mississippi River and eventually settled in Quincy, a town of the Free State of Illinois. In Quincy, Augustus was afforded the opportunity for an education at a small Catholic school run by an Irish priest, Father Peter McGurr. As his education advanced, Augustus began discerning a vocation as a priest. He was rejected by all American seminaries based on his race. But Father McGurr, undeterred, secured him a spot in a Roman seminary, where he was ordained in 1886. As a priest, he was assigned back to the United States, where he would serve Black Catholic communities throughout his ministry. One of his greatest accomplishments was to establish St. Monica's Church in Chicago. On its website, the Archdiocese of Chicago is tracking the advancement of Father Tolton's cause. In 2016, Father Tolton's remains were exhumed by the Vatican for examination and verification. 3 years later, Pope Francis declared him venerable.
Stick around because we have an inspirational story to share. You can discover today's top Catholic news stories and rich, insightful commentary composed by leading Catholic journalists at alatea.org. Or download the Alatea app to your smartphone or tablet. available on Apple and Android devices.
I don't know about your team, but the Alatea team loves dogs. It's one of our little inside jokes. We talk about dogs, and on our Facebook page, we post pictures of dogs to encourage each other. So we were attracted by this story, this really, what we think is a really inspiring story about Lord and Patron, two canine officers currently serving in Ukraine. The dogs are fighting alongside human soldiers. They inspire admiration not only in Ukrainians, but throughout the world. A dog named Lord has quickly become an internet star. Until now, he was known only to his human friends in a special unit of the Ukrainian police. Shoulder to shoulder, or rather, shoulder to paw, he has participated in complex police operations. Now he's fighting with Ukrainians for their country. He inspires admiration not only in Ukrainians, but throughout the world. He serves with his friend Roman, another canine officer, in a special unit of the National Police. In photos shared by the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry, posted on Twitter, we see Lord, probably a Belgian shepherd, looking sharp in his bulletproof vest. He's ready for action. And right next to him is Roman, giving a friendly embrace, perhaps after a successful intervention. But Lord isn't the only canine soldier faithfully serving Ukraine. Another dog highlighted on Twitter is named Patron. He probably doesn't know Lord because he serves in another unit. They're separated by more than 200 miles, as a point of fact. Although who knows if they met in some special training. Patron is a small Jack Russell Terrier. He's been working with the Mom Squad for over 2 years. Patron is a specialist in detecting mines and explosives. So far, he's reportedly found almost 90 explosive devices. In the unit, they call him the heart and soul of the pyrotechnic team. Our four-legged friends have long helped track down criminals, detect drugs at airports or border crossings, and help find missing persons or patrol hard-to-reach places. They're important members of police and military teams, and we're seeing the same today in Ukraine during the war. These two pups and their little story remind us to continue to pray for our suffering Christian brothers and sisters experiencing the conflict in Ukraine. We pray for all those who have been harmed by the war, and we wish to offer to our fellow Catholics, our fellow sufferers, our prayers and solidarity.
Visit Alatea for inspiring Catholic news, spirituality, and lifestyle content. Keep up to date with the latest stories by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To receive Alatea straight to your inbox each day, sign up for our daily newsletter by visiting Alatea, Alatea.org.
This show is a production of the Spoke Street Media Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.